This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. James Patterson is a prolific fiction writer, extremely prolific fiction writer, you could say. His latest book, though, is at the very least inspired by true events or a true American company. Anyway, it's called The Store, capital T, capital S, an online shopping company that started with books and now does everything from food to clothing and points in between. Any guesses? Ms. Patterson, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah.
Why this book now? I mean, you know, I'd figure a guy who does books for a living would not be interested in maligning a big fat bookstore.
I'm not maligning a big fat bookstore. I'm maligning the idea of monopolies in the country. And in particular, I think it's a problem when it threatens publishing, because I think that books are really important in our lives, especially, you know, books that we can't live without. And I think right now, the people that are best equipped to put out serious books are publishers. That may evolve over time, but right now, publishers are pretty good at finding those books and paying to have them done and making sure that people are aware that they exist.
I'm going to guess you're not worried about James Patterson because you're doing fine, but you are a guy who could get Jeff Bezos on the phone. Right. And you could say, Jeff, look.
I don't know. I mean, I could.
Oh, come on. Of course you could.
He probably would read a letter if I said. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I met him once.
Yeah. How'd it go?
It was fine. I mean, what I said at that point was that, you know, the traffic at bookstores at that point was down about a third because a lot of people had gone over to e-books. And I said, the problem with that is that a lot of these people have kids. They're not going into bookstores anymore, and their kids have not made the switch to e-books. And I said, that's a problem. So there are a lot of households now where, you know, mom or dad used to go to the bookstore, bring the kids, so that they were getting books to the kids. Mm-hmm. And I said that, you know, he was in a position to change that, even if it meant a lot more kids reading on e-books. And, you know, he said at the time, I'm on it. I don't know that I've seen evidence of that, but, yeah.
Well, so you and I have talked about this before, right? Your interest in getting kids and people outside traditional sort of mainstream, you know, novel readers in books, right? We talked about Bookshots. We've talked about a bunch of other stuff you've done. Do you take any heart from the fact that Amazon now has actual brick-and-mortar stores in some places?
Not particularly, no.
Tough guy to please.
It's kind of neutral. That they are replacing – you know, independence and, well, you know, borders.
Yep.
I don't think it's necessarily a big step or a good step, but it might be. We'll see where it goes.
Can't let you go without asking you about this thing you got going with Bill Clinton. You're working on a book with him. You said before we turned the microphones on. A novel. Who called who? Did you call him or he called you?
We have the same agent. I had met him before. We had a really great meeting and just shooting the breeze. And I think we got along pretty well. And our mutual agent, who's a lawyer in Washington, brought up the idea. And it's really sounded exciting to both of us. And I mentioned the last time we were together, the president and I, it was in his place in Chappaqua. And we've had several of these 3-, 4-, 5-hour work sessions. Mm-hmm. And about 2 hours in, for whatever reason, it just washed over me. And I'm going, damn, I'm sitting here talking to Bill Clinton, you know? And it's amazing. It's amazing. Whether you're Republican or a Democrat. And one of the interesting and important things for people to think about a little bit with respect to what's going on now in the world and, mm-hmm. and how we demonize the left, demonize the right, depending on what side we're on. Clinton now, he's really good friends with the Bushes, both of them, both Bushes. And they will go and they will do good things together. And I think a lot of people in this country, if we could get over this demonizing the other side, you know, let's get in there and, you know, once the elections are done, let's go in there and do stuff. There's a lot of stuff that needs to get done, you know?
James Patterson, his most recent is called The Store. The Store is always watching. Did it with Rich
DeLong. Yeah. It's very different from what I've been doing, and I think people are going to get a kick out of it.
Thanks very much for your time, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you.